Well, the Carrington Babe Ruth Redbirds baseball team, they'll be in action today for another district contest against Linton Wishick. That'll be in Wishick today. We'll have the coverage for you right here on KDAK and NewsDakota.com. Scheduled first pitch at 6 o'clock, so we'll be on the air tonight about 5:50 right here on the Cardinal and NewsDakota.com. Carrington Babe Ruthers, they are 7-1 in the district and 14-4 overall. Also, 10U and 12U teams for Carrington are in Jamestown tonight at 5 o'clock. Coach Pitch is at home in Carrington tonight, taking on New Rockford at 7:30. And then T-Ball has three teams in action tonight in Carrington at 6, and the fourth team in New Rockford tonight starting at 6 as well. And also, we want to let you know that the Carrington Babe Ruth team after tonight will be in Jamestown tomorrow at Jack Brown Stadium. And the younger kids will play first at 5:30, followed by the older kids for Babe Ruth. And make sure to come on out. That's a non-district game, but make sure to come on out and support your Redbirds at Jack Brown Stadium tomorrow night starting at 5:30 in Jamestown. Other sports for you this afternoon. Baseball's minor leagues canceled their seasons yesterday because of the coronavirus pandemic. And the head of their governing body said more than half of the 160 teams were in danger of failing without government assistance or private equity injections. National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, the minor league governing body, made the long-expected announcement. National Association President Pat O'Connor says the leagues don't have national TV revenues. O'Connor estimates 85 to 90% of revenue was related to ticket money, concessions, parking, and ballpark advertising. The minors drew 41.5 million fans last year for 176 teams in 15 leagues, averaging just a little over 4,000 fans per game. Major League Baseball teams are planning for a 60-game regular season, and most of their revenue will derive from broadcast money. Also, this afternoon in other sports, Pelicans general manager David Griffin says three New Orleans Pelicans players have tested positive for COVID-19 and will be in self-isolation until testing shows they can return to team activities without infecting others. Griffin declined to identify the players, citing medical privacy laws. Positive tests occurred on June 23rd. First day, all members of the team were tested as part of the NBA's plan to restart the season, which was suspended in mid-March because of the pandemic. Griffin says the Pelicans have had no players test positive since. When the Pelicans return to action on July 30th against Utah at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex outside of Orlando, Florida, they will be 3.5 games out of the Western Conference final playoff spot and 8 games left. That's a look at sports. I'm Greg for KDAK, the Cardinal.